Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Teenies. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Welcome back to the Gregeth and Hooks. Hey, I just remembered, and by the way, if you're on 1480, you can't hear me, I think, right now. But if you're on 101.5, you can hear me. So we're just coming at you in FM. That means Hooksy's got a little extra bass to his voice as he's talking to you. You should text your wife right now, say, flip over to 101.5, and then say something like super low and sexy. Ooh, to her, some okay. Sexy time.
Let me send that text.
It'll work. Hey, real quick, I was at that softball tournament on Sunday. It was Batting for Batting, super cool event. Raising some money for a little kiddo needs a little help there. I love doing that kind of stuff. And some of the guys were asking me about you, Hooksy.
What?
They wanted to know why the Chicken King didn't play on Slim Chickens. And I said, well, he did, but he plays with his friends, and they also go by Slim Chickens. It's the same night, yada yada yada. And they go, is Hooks really loaded? And here's what I said. I said, well, I'll tell you a little story. One time, we're in the middle of a game. Ump calls strike on Hooks. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a 20 and says, I'll give you this if you take that back and call it a ball. And then the Sheridan brothers were there, who are, you know.
Who know me.
And they backed me 100%, even though it was 100% lie.
It was. Now, the part of being kicked out and put back into a game is not a lie.
You've done that before, but I was telling people that you like to bribe umpires.
Not the money part.
And they're being, like, man, he sounds like Vic. That's what they said.
But being kicked out and put back into a game is true.
Yeah, yeah. So I told him, I was like, yeah, Hooksy openly buys games if he can.
It didn't middle. Involve money. It involved throwing dirt.
You did kick dirt on an umpire one
no,
time.
No, I did not.
You're worse than I am in any sport that we play in, by the way.
Did not kick dirt directly.
You've seen it in person. Willie J, you've seen it in... Hooks mouths off at everyone. I don't say a word when I'm out there playing sports. You've seen it.
Hold on, though.
What did I do? I did nothing.
Well, no, you didn't do anything that day, but I feel like you have came in here and said that you've talked crap to some people on the field.
Oh,
before.
Buddy, I played catcher for like 3 of the games this weekend, and I talked trash to every person that walked up there.
Why does it feel like this whole... 40-year-old softball league.
It's so fun.
My favorite story ever, though, in softball.
No.
Playing with Nick is this.
Get out of here.
Probably
a lie.
When you were at the plate, you'll remember this. Was it state games? Cornhusker state games.
What
Nick's at
do?
The plate. It's like a couple years ago.
Oh, is this when they...
Yeah. Nick's at the plate. And I don't know if you struck out or if you got out.
Unlikely.
You're about to hit, and one of the fans goes, are you Husker Nick? Ball. Just landed.
I turned around and I said yes, and the pitcher pitched it while I was trying to be courteous to the lady in the stands.
Best thing ever.
Struck you out?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell a different story. Okay.
Well, which one was that one? I got some more.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm nothing but courteous and nice, and anybody who was in the Batting for Batting tournament
or
the Fall Bash could confirm all of this.
The number of times you've talked to people behind.
I hit so many home runs this weekend. I was talking trash
to my own teammates.
The number of
people that you've talked to catching is incredible.
Yeah.
Hitting, batters, talking to them.
Unfortunately, this weekend we gave our wristband to Chris Zweibel, and he couldn't hit home runs, and I didn't have one, and I was yoking. So he needs to either hit the weight room or give the old guy the wristband. All right? That's all I know. I mean, he sells fitness equipment, for God's sakes. Work out a little bit. That's an example of the trash talk I do. I was just trying to have fun there. All right, so this weekend, NFL, baby.
Whoa.
Big NFL weekend. What was your biggest, what was the biggest game or result or takeaway for you from this big weekend?
Because
it was a weekend where, like, certain teams, I think, showed their true stripes.
Yeah.
And certain teams stepped up in a big way.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and this was a game that, we all talked about. And for me, I mean, people are going to want to talk about the Packers. But again, they played the Raiders. The Packers look good, but anybody's looking good against the Raiders right now at this point. I'm going to tell you right now, with everything that has gone down in Indianapolis, with Andrew Luck, that story, all that stuff, they are 4-2 and playing pretty good football.
They are.
That might be one of my takeaways from the weekend is the way they're playing. And Brissett is playing some pretty darn good quarterback right now.
Tell me that Frank Reich isn't the coach of the year.
Look, man, you lose your starting quarterback, who was Andrew Luck, who was probably one of the top five people might
say
in the league.
They're steady Eddie, in my opinion.
Right?
That team
But again, look at it, man. Brissett goes out and throws for 326 and four touchdowns. That one takeaway, the Colts. But the other takeaway is the way these backup quarterbacks have been playing football. Boy, Teddy Bridgewater getting it done. Teddy Bridgewater getting it done. It is, again, it's not going to be tough when Breeze is healthy to come back because he's the guy. But if I'm looking at the way Bridgewater has played, they have one more game. They're talking about Breeze could be back this week. That's the plan. But the bye week after, I let Bridgewater go back out for one more week and then get Breeze into the bye week.
Who do they play this week? Do you know?
God, they talked about it. Let me bring it up. Sorry, but
no, you're okay.
But Bridgewater was throwing for a little over 1,000 yards, and I mean, just he's playing really.
He's playing some solid football.
They got Arizona this week. You go let him play against Arizona. You get the bye week, and you come back against Atlanta
Although,
and Tampa Bay.
Arizona would be one of those games. It'd be a nice game to get Drew Brees back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Although Patrick Peterson came back and they started playing better on defense. Too.
By the way, they've won three straight. By the way.
Here's some, let me give you additional observations. One, a lot of people are going to give the 49ers a hard time because they went to Washington and won 9-0.
Sloppy game.
Guys, here's the deal. And I promise you, the New England Patriots will be the first one to tell you. A, it doesn't matter unless as long as it's a W, what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then B, guys, those games happen. And those are usually the games you lose.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they were able to overcome sloppy football and offense and be able to win a game on the road, in conference. They're an NFC opponent.
Yep.
And win that thing and keep a losing team losing. And that is a mark of a good team. I know it was an ugly game. But think back to some of the games where we've been like, wow, New England just eked that out against the Dolphins. Yeah, those games happen. I promise you the Niners going out to Washington, we're flying across the country feeling great about their prospects.
Yeah.
And the moment that they realized, oh, wait, this game is going to be tight because we didn't show up, they mustered enough to win. That's impressive from a 49ers standpoint.
Well, yeah, you're undefeated too.
And then also, by the way, Houston, we have a problem. And Philadelphia, we got some issues.
Whew.
All right. Philadelphia, 37 points to Dallas. They're kicking guys off the team. Then your head coach is making his own, hey, we're going to guarantee a victory.
We're going to win.
You shut up. Like, don't do that.
They don't need
That's
extra
motivation. That's a bad look.
They don't need
you doing that.
No.
Eagles fans were burning Carson Wentz jerseys after the game.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm.
Game started off bad from the jump, by the way, if you watched it. They turned the ball over twice in two plays.
Dallas is heading into their bye week feeling pretty good about the direction they're going, and they should be. And we'll kind of see how that plays out. I thought, and we'll get to some of this later, Minnesota.
Woo! Kirk Cousins, baby.
Hey, Kirk Cousins is starting to play good. Adam Thielen, we got to watch him now coming into a Thursday night game. But Minnesota got out there and played well. There's a lot to get to. We'll get to more of this
Buffalo
here.
Kept it going. Boy.
Yeah, we'll get to this coming
up. A lot of good stuff out
next
there.
Hour. As we're wrapping up hour one, we should have Foreman, I believe, coming up at 10:15. We should have him there. And then we'll talk a little more NFL because there's a lot of stuff going on. Tomorrow, by the way, because of a lot of injuries this week, short week for the Vikings. That's one people are going to be asking about for Thielen with the injury. We'll try to get to waiver wire tomorrow to try to help people out with that. But it's a fun NFL weekend, fun college football weekend. Illinois, they're going to have to lock Lovey up for another 5 years, I bet, after that win. So, does that mean Nebraska by proxy better than Wisconsin?
I saw those. Yeah, we'll see.
Is that where Bill Hook sits?
We'll talk about it.
All right, back after this.